everybody. It's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 347 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, we're going to do kind of a combo show. We just did last night the live show announcing the dates of the reopening of the Walt Disney World parks. So we're going to replay that audio now. And I'm not going to make you wait, but I'd hope you listen in too still, because there's a lot of information. They announced just yesterday that July 11th will be the opening of the Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom, and July 15th will be the opening of Hollywood Studios and Epcot. It's going to be a very limited opening. They've already, and actually, I don't know if we had discussed this in the live broadcast, but since they've canceled the dining reservations that have been made, the FastPass system, and the dining plan have all been put on hold and canceled. So anyway, most of the information, however, was in the live show, and I don't want to hold up on any of this stuff. So without further ado, I had the help of Jimmy and Sam, and we kind of basically gave all the announcements. And you'll hear us again. This is our live show from the Facebook page. So you'll hear us talking about people's questions and things like that and answering. Okay, Jimmy, take it away.
And we are live. Hello, Disney nerds. It is Tuesday. Wait, is it Tuesday night?
No, it's not, Jimmy. No. Last night, all we said was, wait till tomorrow, wait till tomorrow, wait till tomorrow. Guess what? It's tomorrow. Night.
It's Wednesday night and we're still live. What is going on?
Somebody forgot to turn the switch off.
So, guys, we wanted to bring you guys, because yesterday's show was all about the big announcements going on today. We wanted to bring you guys a bonus live stream. And what this is going to be is basically, you know, most of you guys that watch the live stream understand and know that we do the live stream, but we also do our audio podcast. So with all the news that came out today, we thought, why not record our audio podcast live in front of you guys and talk about some of the news that has come out. So tonight I've got Sam, what's happening, my friend?
Not too much, my man. Thanks for having me.
Glad you could be here. I feel like it was just yesterday I talked to you.
It does. There is something that I've always wanted to say on this show, though. And maybe you'll get the reference from me. Maybe you won't. Right?
All right.
Hello, Philadelphia.
I do not get the reference. I was waiting.
You're not in Philadelphia. You're in Cleveland. Isn't that how the Spinal Tap reference goes?
Anyway. I was waiting for you to go, hello, humans.
Yeah, it would have been a better one.
And everybody's going to go, And I also have on us with tonight, Edward. What's happening, my friend?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Doing good. Great news today.
Big news coming
out. It's news. That's
true. Makes it good.
That's the biggest thing, though. I mean, like, that's all we've really asked for a while now is just news.
That's right.
Give us some type of information. Hello, Tina. Thanks for joining. You guys, give us a couple minutes. I'm going to be sharing the show out. If you would, please share the show as well to all your friends and family. We appreciate it. Hello, Dawn. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Oh, I should be looking at comments.
Oh, yeah.
Give you Tina, not- Dawn, what's up?
Yeah, that screen's a little different. If you don't have them on, you won't
see them.
Yeah,
I get it. I understand.
So we ought to have a good show tonight. We're going to talk about the news that came out today with Disney's park opening. In addition to that, we're going to talk a lot about our opinions and our feelings of what's going on and what we think a lot of this is going to look like coming up in the short-term future. Katie, yes, so much to talk about. Thank you, Tina, for sharing. We appreciate it. Sam and Ed are going to go ahead and share two to their personal pages.
Done.
All right. And I'm working on that now. So where were you when the announcement came out? Ed, you were at school.
I was. I was working today, collecting the iPads. And I lucked out, though. We had a lull right around, I guess it was 10:30, quarter to 11. It was this morning. And SeaWorld was signing off, and Disney had just signed on, and they started right with the dates. So it worked out well.
What's a SeaWorld?
Just before I came onto this live broadcast, I went on as a guest co-host with Rudy on Behind the Ears, and we were talking about how boring those things are.
Oh, absolutely.
Like how tedious they got to do the roll call, and they got to take the minutes, and they got to listen to people's mailing comments, and then they got to, it's like, holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's made to be written down, basically.
Bill, you just did see Jimmy.
Yeah, you did just see me, Bill. And you probably missed me. So I think I just got about shared everywhere that I needed to. Mm-hmm. All right, good enough. So, yes, that's a good point. Before we get into that, World of Disney today, 3-hour wait.
So this is the now expanded opening of Disney Springs. World of Disney opened. Some other stores down there opened. But I haven't seen any images from there or heard that previously. But I'm sure there's a line out of the door with people 6 feet apart waiting to get in.
I saw pictures, and there was actually a virtual queue to enter World of Disney.
Cool.
But they said once you got called – it was still like hours after that.
So I assume it was one way in, one way out.
I would imagine. And I know two people who went down to Springs tonight and ate at the Boathouse, which is interesting because it's a coincidence. The Boathouse. Yep. Lisa and Angela went down there for a date night and was at the Boathouse. And then not long after that, I saw Nick Cotton and his wife are down there and went and ate at the Boathouse. And for you guys that don't know, I mean, everybody, I think everybody knows Lisa, my normal Tuesday night co-host. But then one of our really good sponsors, Nick Cotton with DVC Resale Market, who's become not only a sponsor, but a friend of the show over the past few years of doing this. I saw him and his wife are down there as well, getting out the house and doing a date night and dining at the Boathouse.
A lot of people getting out.
Yeah.
That's good for everybody, right?
Yeah, that's a really good thing. I know when Lisa first got there, it was storming, like pouring down, raining. But by the time she got out, they had a beautiful double rainbow down at Disney Springs.
So that's really cool.
Really cool. So big announcement today.
The dates.
Walt Disney World is opening.
But Walt Disney World's opening. Yeah, you can share it in there if you'd like.
As anybody thought. Even to being as soon as anybody thought.
No.
Share that screen. There you go. That's what we got from the Disney Parks blog. The official. I love the picture, though. Isn't that just great?
I'm sure it's fantastic.
That's just awesome. So there you go.
Hello, Christopher. How are you? Last night when we did our normal Tuesday night live show and we talked about the announcement coming up today, I would say most people said they were thinking June 14th or June 15th.
Yeah, sure,
definitely.
And now we find out July 11th. So July 11th for Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom, and July 15th for Epcot and
Studios.
Hollywood Studios. So let me ask you two guys, why do you think they offset? Why not open them all four at one time?
Because they're the two furthest parks, maybe? Animal Kingdom from Magic Kingdom? Just for the obvious right away.
First thing that came in my head was the logistics of staffing.
Yeah.
Especially Epcot, because of all the international workers that get sent home.
Oh, sure.
And the fact that a lot of the stores at Epcot are not owned by Disney. They're owned by, like, the Morocco stores are owned by the country of Morocco. The
restaurants store, staffed by,
they're owned by Morocco. They're leased, you know, they lease the land. The big store in Japan is not a Disney owned.
I'm actually surprised it was Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom the same day, because I would have expected them to stagger those two because they are so separated. Because when I look at the infrastructure between Epcot and Hollywood Studios, it's so connected. You got the Skyliner, you got the Friendship Boats, you have that entire area between those. This allows them to sort of phase that as a second phase. Only a week later, but it lets them get things under control at the other two parks and then start to worry about the others. So a speculation leading into this was all over the map. I'm glad it's only two openings, two parks, and then a week later, the other two. That's awesome.
It could also have something to do with the Skyway, since there are two of the Skyway parks afterwards. I mean, there's a lot of connections, I guess.
Friendship Boats, both, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
good point. And maybe the hotels in between. We haven't heard exactly when those are opening. We've heard parks. What do we know about that, Jimmy?
I think the resorts are opening July 11th.
All of the resorts? Or
DVC resorts are open June 22nd, but here's the deal.
These are in the early part, yeah.
On the resorts, not the DVC resorts, the Disney resorts, they have froze bookings.
The DVCs, okay.
They are only going with people who are already booked there. They're going to open July 11th when the parks open. It's all going to open together. And it's going to be, they're freezing bookings until they get past that point. And then maybe they open up a little later. I don't know. I went to book for a client today who's looking to go in October and cannot book a room in October. Now, I did hear somebody say that that may open up tomorrow, some of it. So we'll see. Another thing that a lot of people missed at the very beginning of the meeting, mm-hmm. he said that July 11th and 15th, but he also said that they're going to be trying a bunch of different soft opening tactics days before the 11th.
Right. Hey, Jeff.
Including things like cast member previews. I would not be surprised if, you know what, we know DVC resorts are going to be open June 22nd. Oh. Maybe if you're a DVC resort guest, you get a preview.
I would not go or book thinking that would be.
No. That's for sure.
But it makes sense.
And they did not announce what it was going to be. The only one he specifically said was... cast member preview.
And that's in line with what we expected to see happen, right? Which is best. That's how you work out the kinks.
And Universal is doing a cast member preview and then an AP preview, and then they're going to roll into
the
regular
open. It only makes sense. You can't just open the doors up. You have to start slow. You have to make sure everybody understands new procedures, new protocols. So much is going to change.
Brandon, correct. There's not a freeze on DVC bookings, but any booking made prior to June 22nd will eventually cancel out. So June 22nd is when they open. Some people like Sam still have reservations for
Early June. Yes.
So that reservation's still standing. They haven't gone canceled it. Ed actually talked to somebody at DVC.
I still have fast passes right now, by the way.
And they they told Ed that 7 days prior to the arrival date is when they'll cancel it for sure.
Right. That makes sense.
Exactly, whether you don't do anything at all. Although I'm really kind of surprised none of us have received emails before this, since it's so far out. They had to know.
It's interesting. I don't know. I've heard speculation, and it's complete speculation, that Disney was kind of caught flat-footed with Universal's announcement of June 1st. They did not expect them to say that early. I don't know if Disney's original idea was as early. Maybe they even pushed up their timeline a little bit. Jeffrey, we know for sure that's one of the things that they said. There will be no fireworks, there'll be no parades, and there'll be no character meet and greets. With that being said, there may be some characters. You just won't be able to go up and talk to them.
And we've seen them do that before. Mickey and Minnie on top of the train station as everybody's leaving, right? They're waving up there. You take pictures. You can say hi. They say hi back, but you're not going to stand next to them and get a picture taken. And
correct. That's okay. Mike, I think that's the biggest takeaway.
Yes, Mike.
Finally reopening.
I had a thought before you go away from the pictures with characters. I remember at Food and Wine in Epcot, they had those really cool things at the main center where you could sit into it and they had the frame around you and they had the different locations. Well, I can see them doing some type of pictures with a character where he would be behind you, you would be in front of him, and it would be kind of just the character in the picture with you. I think they can kind of come up with some ideas.
Yeah, as long as they can keep it where you're not touching, where you're standing in it, but you're not touching anything.
It'll be a circle you stand in, and the character will be back there behind you, and then they add their magic.
How much time do you put into developing something like that versus the second phase of opening, which might include that? There's a trade-off, right?
Well, yeah, sure.
I don't know. I could see it both ways.
Another thing, and I forgot, another big thing I saw, and I forgot the terminology that he used, but it was something like comfort zones or something like that, that they will have areas that you can, because one of the things is masks are going to be required by guests and cast members, but they will have areas that you can walk off and be socially distant from everyone and remove your mask.
Relaxation areas.
Yeah, something like that. That look, if you need a minute to take that mask off, this is an area off the beaten path that you know, as long as you maintain your distance, you can get that mask off your face for a few minutes.
Right. And yeah, definitely the play areas we heard about, Sissy. Yeah, we haven't heard specifics about pools, what they're going to do in buses. That's the thing. We got the dates this time around. We haven't got a lot of the specifics yet.
From what I've read so far about pools, because you guys know I couldn't reschedule, so I'm going to Universal, and I plan on going to Volcano Bay. And I mean, one of the big things is that this virus is not really transferable through like chlorinated water. The chlorine just kills it. So at Volcano Bay, the rule is if you're in the water or on a slide, you can't have a mask on because it's dangerous. That's waterboarding. But if you're out of the water and you cannot socially distance, you are required to have the mask. So I think Disney would be similar to that. If you're in the pool, you can't have a mask on. But the good news is that it's really that virus doesn't transfer that way. So it's also safe.
You said something about Universal and I lost what you were saying, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
We'll find out.
Well,
apparently Universal is leading the way in theme parks in the Orlando area.
For the good or the bad. That's what Disney, I think, is waiting to find out.
Well, but if that was true, though, then why make an announcement now? Why not wait till 2 weeks into June and then make your announcement and see what happens at Universal? You're already committed now.
I think after last week, though, when they didn't come out with their announcement, that the just got so loud that they had to do something.
Yep. Brandon said, how will it affect not so scary Halloween party, very Merry Christmas party? There are still no fireworks, parades, or meet and greets. I think we're too far out.
Let's hope it doesn't infect it at all. Let's hope all the way in the green and everything's fine and there's nothing to worry about come October.
And there's no masks and there's no, everything's back to.
That's exactly what we want to see happen there. Mm-hmm. For sure. Sorry, I was trying to, grab a couple of things we could look at real quick.
So now something else they announced was a theme park reservation system. Did we go too much into that? I know they didn't give a lot of details as far as just being able to register yourselves. Somebody mentioned earlier on about if you have a resort reservation, well, more than likely you're going to get in the parks. But when they did say this thing about the resis, that kind of made me, the reservation to get in the park, that kind of made me a little worried.
Well, I think that there's going to have to be some type of way to prioritize who gets reservations first. So I still think they're going to go with resort guests first and stuff like that. Maybe resort guests have between this hour and this hour to arrive. So I think we're just about offsetting the arrival times of people.
I think that's exactly it, Jimmy. And we talked about that.
Yeah, I don't think they're trying to keep anybody from going, although there will be capacity limits, but I think they're going to know what that is.
I think it gets down to preventing that rush of people for rope drop. And, sure. and I know that's something you do all the time, but they're trying to stagger that. So they don't have 10 people deep trying to wait to get inside the park. Instead, they have people showing up at times they can manage. And those could be every 15 minutes for all we know. It's hard to tell.
Carl, I wouldn't be too worried about the buses and the transportation around the park. Disney's going to have this thing figured out that they're sitting every other row, and then they're on one side they're sitting the first and the third row, and the other side they're sitting the second and the fourth row, to where not only it's every other row, but you're also offset, so you're not sitting next to someone. Yep. They'll have all that figured out. And to Alice's point, the whole task force meeting is on the Orange County TV on That's YouTube, right. or the WESH, WESH.
Take a cup of coffee with you.
TV. Yeah. Well, the good news is going back and watch it. You can kind of skip around till you see the guy from Disney, because you don't want
to. He's got the Disney name tag on. You can't miss him, and he's got Mickey Mouse behind him.
You don't have to sit through.
That's right.
You don't have to sit through, you know, the roll call and the.
Yeah. Alex, so I'll tell you the one thing that I learned today. I had brought up on the show before that I don't want to go to Disney and not have the Disney experience. In other words, I go there to escape the real world. And if I have to go in and wear my mask, it's kind of bringing the real world in with me. After these task force meetings, Bob Chapek, CEO, made some presentations on different channels, and he was on CNBC for a little while. One of the things that was really relieving to me is that he said they are very focused on what the guest experience will be when they're in the parks, because they understand that there may be people going that are going for that one time, that haven't been there before, and they want to do things to make it memorable, even the way things are today. You know, we're the nerds. We're going to be there no matter what. Everybody listening, you guys are going to show up and you're going to go in. But to go for the first time, or take somebody to see the castle for the first time, being able to make it memorable, I think I was so happy to hear Bob say they're focused on that, and that's why they're pushing things to July.
Sure.
That's from the meeting today. That's some of the signage that Disney presented that you'll find all over the parks, which by the mobile order pickups we heard about. Right, Jimmy?
Yeah, it looks like it. And another big one is cashless payment, right. Which I like. You know what's interesting, though, is when you use your Magic Band, you still have to put your PIN number in.
With the latest technology and chips, you don't need to. Right,
Magic Band. I'm talking about not credit card.
Yeah, no,
credit
card
chip. Card chip technology. You typically don't
chip or the tap and go technology.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe they can suspend it. I don't know.
You know, again, they're going to come up with so many different devices. What about a one time use finger? What are they? I don't know what you would even call it—a finger prophylactic, so that you could basically put it on, tap your number,
throw
it away. But basically, that's what it is. And they use those in a lot of different industries.
I don't think that's going to. Yeah, but that's a
more happens.
I don't think they're going to. I think the fingerprint thing when you enter the park is going to go away.
Oh, yeah, that'll go away. That was more informational. That wasn't really security. How many times they let you through?
Yeah.
I know what I wanted to say. Did you hear about those groups they have set up now? Cast members that are teams of virus guys, making sure that distances are maintained and making sure everybody's safe and things
they
like that.
They did that at Springs, and they used all the kids that were, and I use that term loosely because some of them are probably not kids, but all the entertainment people that usually out by the pools and the resorts and stuff like that, because those guys do a fantastic job of keeping things fun and upbeat.
That's right.
So I think that's a great idea. Brandon's got a great point. Hopefully they can fix it where you can use meal plans to mobile order, which was not available before. You could only pay with a credit card.
They've had a little time to work on the technology. Hopefully they've worked it out, right? Yeah. Because that's a technology limit.
Sure. I'd expect to see maybe 3 or 4 lanes of mobile ordering pickup as opposed to the one main area where everybody gets kind of jammed up.
So you know what? That could be something that sticks with us after this, is mobile order will be the default to go to. And I'd be all right with that, quite honestly.
I'm sure it'll go that way.
Brandon said it's going to make for some interesting memory making photos with the mask on for everything.
I'm going to have my Mickey Mouse mask on.
That's so true. I mean, that's true. I mean, obviously, I think if you're taking a picture and you're away from other people, you can drop that mask down to take a picture. Of course, with that being said, I'm going to want to have some pictures with the mask on just for the novelty of it.
I would agree with that, Jimmy.
To remember 2020.
We can almost go attraction by attraction. Like, I was thinking Splash Mountain right away for the picture. You're going to be the only family in the log, so that shouldn't be
pretty much
that ride. You got to go, I guess, ride by ride, you know.
Which is interesting. So Ed, one of the things Bob had mentioned, and this came out of a couple other areas as well, how many people could get into the parks. What they determined is, we'd heard percentages before, 25%, 30%, 40%. Disney said they're not using any numbers. They're using an algorithm that tells them how many people they can fit into the park 6 feet apart safely, taking all attractions and queue areas into account. But what they're not going to say, because the government isn't requiring it, how many people they're letting in. It's just going to be a subset of previous people. So they're not going to say 25 or 30%. So they're going to say, so then you got to go attraction by attraction. It's a small world. Do you use two rows out of a boat with a family in a front and a family in a back?
No, I think you do. I think you do every third row. I think you get three families.
You get the front row, back row, in the middle. Then there's a
seat. Go 6 feet. You would see how much room you have. Some boats are bigger than other boats. Pirates versus Small World versus.
But like you said, that Splash is one family per boat.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
That's pretty much what it'll be. Pirates, you could probably get two.
Splash, maybe. It depends on the family. If it's just me and you, Sam, at Splash, you could probably put another two people in the back row. You could have one in the front and one in the rear.
I think these are the questions that we don't know the answers to.
Sure. It'll be answered soon. Now, I was thinking, too, as far as just everybody looking good in the parks, why wouldn't Disney give us all masks if we're staying at their Disney hotels? I'm looking forward
to... Keep my magic band, give me a mask. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. We'll have the theme mask.
Can I scan my mask?
Can I scan my magic mask?
They can call it Magic Mask, and it has RFID technology that you can just scan it, and you don't have to actually touch anything.
I saw Chris's comment about Japan. Very funny. Okay, so what else did we miss? Did we miss anything, really? There's
I guess there's another shot right there, Jimmy, on the screen, if you want to share it, of what they talked about, right? They talked about enhanced protection. That means wear a mask. Stay up away from each other. They're going to clean things more often. Temperature and health screenings. Temperature checks are going to happen on the way in. Limited contact engagements. Let's get back to the, Jimmy, do you press the buttons for your code on the magic band? Do you touch your finger coming in? I'm going to say that doesn't happen anymore. But one of the big things I heard was the Disney rep said an accelerated emphasis on education before and after you get to the parks.
Okay.
To make sure people are aware of what to expect. Basically, so you don't walk in and go, oh my, I don't have a mask. You're not going to let me in, kind of a thing.
All right, right. I did see that slide.
George says, I can't wait to start collecting masks.
I'm sure some people already have.
Magic bands. Yeah, you can know, like magic bands. You know, you can collect your magic bands from your. Look, I.
You already started, Jimmy.
I did.
Jimmy's got a couple.
Yeah. Look, my opinion is we're going to be fairly quickly in Florida moving from this phase to phase two. And
fingers crossed.
Maybe masks go away. You know what? If we can get past in 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now, it'll be 2 weeks after Memorial Day. If they don't see a huge spike in the numbers, you're going to see them move very quickly to get to the next phases.
Sure. Masks are meant to prevent you from spreading it to other people. So yeah, we'll see how it goes.
That's all we can do at this point. I'm happy to see that some things are opening. I'm more open at Disney Springs.
I arrive on the 17th now.
So many unanswered questions, right? Yeah. So can you believe back in, when did we officially close? Late March, mid-March?
Mid-March, like March 15th.
Four months. Who would have thought that back then? It was 2 weeks we're going to close for, and then we'll open back up. And here we are 4 months later.
Right. Constantine, my guess is that in November, if we have masks, it's because we went back to them.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like, we've gone away from them, and then for some reason we have a second wave in the fall, and they go back to having masks. I don't think from July 15th all the way through November you're going to have masks. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
And that's just my uneducated opinion.
And you can get used to the masks. I went pretty much only took it off twice. So
can you get used to the masks in a heat index of 98 degrees?
Good point. It was hot in the gym, but yeah, good point.
That's my only concern.
I just ordered a face covering that is more like the ones that are designed for fishing. It's kind of like a neck gaiter that you can pull up over your face, but it's almost the material of like a cooling towel or those. So I think those are going to be much more tolerable in the heat.
I agree.
Than a cloth. The other thing I was thinking about that is I could take it in the restroom, take it off, run it under cold water, wring it out, and put it back on.
That actually might be pretty good. I like that. It
acts like almost like a cooling towel.
Yeah.
Sure.
Nice.
Sure.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's just like the next phase of learning how to survive a Disney trip. You know, we're just learning something new.
Sure.
That's exactly right. And hopefully anything that we learn now will just be a fond memory at some point, and we'll be back to the way things were, getting our fast passes ahead of time and getting in line and waiting to see things happen. Because I don't think I'm spending 3 hours in line to get into the Disney store. Let's just start there.
That would never.
It's not going to happen. Ahsoka Tano, Mickey ears or not, I'm not waiting in that line.
You're not going to get those.
I have somebody else that I pay a premium for those. Chris, you know, I ordered some from a company called SA Company. You see advertisements on Facebook because they make big, like, fish and brim, like, straw hats. And they make a bunch of the shields. They said my order could be delayed up to 30 days. So I went on Amazon and just searched fishing masks. And there were a bunch of them for about $12 or $13.
Ah, there you go. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so I ordered one that's kind of like a pale blue. So if you look on there, there are some that are more, but if you look, there's some. And I made sure I clicked Prime, so I'll have it by June 2nd, I think. My main thing was I wanted to have it before the trip.
Sure.
Well, you got some time now.
Yeah, a little bit of time. So I will be going, because I couldn't change it, I will be heading to Universal in June. I know Ed will be going down to Disney like for the opening in July. Uh-huh. Sam, you going to make a trip during this?
I have not yet rebooked anything. I'm waiting for you're officially canceled. So I'm not sure. I really don't know. There's so many questions. I want to see if it is going to be a Disney experience. Do I want to do that? Or am I just going to go to a beach? Or I don't want to go to Disney and not have the experience.
Go ahead. I was going to say, at this point, you can kind of decide for yourselves. How important are the parades, the fireworks, and the meet and greets?
Boom. I think is the experience I can give my kids?
That's a different story now.
Yeah.
Because, that, you know, me and Ed have grown kids.
I understand.
So I'm not – and my kids weren't going anywhere.
Going anywhere.
They're not going, so it don't matter. I'm still going.
It doesn't matter. Me and Kim. So me and Kim had this vacation planned in June, like before all this craziness happened. Mm-hmm. And because she can't move it really, we're going to Universal. But we may be able to sneak in a weekend when Ed's there. So yeah.
Nice. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Chris Hiller says SA is where I got mine. They are from Louisiana. They said the shipping is delayed, but I got my order within 10 days.
That's cool.
It's been about 10 days. So maybe I'll get mine soon too, Chris. I hope. They had a really good deal. It was like 5 face shields for like $15 or something.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Did the task force say anything about buffets today?
I don't think it's going to happen. I think now, with that being said,
I heard that. I just wondered if they said anything.
I don't think they addressed it directly. With that being said, could they convert some of the restaurants? We talked a little bit about this last night. Yeah. Can they convert some of the restaurants that were traditionally buffets into more of a family style, like an Ohana or Liberty Street Tavern or Garden Grill, where they still offer so many options that they just put it on your table for you and you eat as much as you like?
Yeah. Right.
I would say most of them should be able to. It depends on their kitchen. Some of them might not have a kitchen worth of it. Like they get delivered in or something like that for a buffet.
Hello, Lauren. Thank you for joining.
I'd love to see the Crystal Palace like a family style meal.
Yeah.
I mean, just as a sanitary thing, I think that's definitely better than the buffet to begin with. So I'm okay with it as long as, you know, the biggest thing is they have to sacrifice some of the choices in order to make it family style, because you can't offer everything that was on a buffet.
Right.
I agree, Sherry. I am fine just going and people watching and sitting on the bench eating popcorn. Or I'm Sam, I'll eat popcorn.
It's perfect. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, Heather. That's actually a great question, because I was just watching something earlier today that said, you know, as far as the virus is concerned, those like clear face shields are just as effective as a mask, because they block any, you know, any of your spittle or whatever. If you sneeze, it's gonna block it. It's easier to communicate with those instead of a mask, because people can still see your mouth, and it's not as hot, because it sits away from your face a little bit.
I tell you what, Danny, the only problem I have with that one is just standing in line to get your food, unless they separate us by the old 6 feet, you know. But yeah, that possibly could work.
That's a good point. I like family style. You sit at your table, they bring it to you in large portions in the middle of the table, mm-hmm. and you take what you want. And if you want more of one particular item,
let them know.
You just let them know and they bring you more.
But it takes away from those great buffet places that you go to for the buffet. Man, just one thing.
I
don't see them coming back anytime soon.
I never went to any of the buffets, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've been to a buffet. I've been to Ohana not too long ago for breakfast. Yes, Tina. I'm with you, Tina. Let's have a popcorn and beer.
Popcorn and a beer.
Always.
Or a pretzel. Pretzel wants beer.
Beer.
All right, guys. Anything else before we wrap up?
We have days.
Right.
We have days.
Let's start planning.
We have information.
Not being said, if something happens in the next 2 weeks, like Jimmy said earlier, and everything starts to spike up again, well, we might have to revisit this. But the past 2 weeks have seemed good in Florida. It hasn't been out of control. The last week, we'll see as far as Disney Springs and Universal's, what do they call that over there?
City Walk.
Had been open. So you got another week before you start seeing anything. So we'll see.
George, so I guess I need to face you. I look at my phone after a conversation, and damn, I might as well spit on it. It's true. I watched this older lady, and I don't want to say she wasn't elderly. She's probably, you know, probably my mom's age, or, you know, and was in the store, but she had her mask on and she had her gloves on. And I'm like, okay. But then she's pushing on her grocery cart, and she reaches in her purse with her gloves and grabs her phone, and she's pushing on her phone. I'm like, if those gloves were contaminated, now you've contaminated your phone.
Sure.
And later you're going to put that on your face and contaminate your face. That's not the way gloves work.
It's mentally challenging, and you always keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
Here's a good thing.
It's true.
So now, Brian, did you actually see, like, did they actually spread the line out? I never actually saw a video where I saw that as far as a three-hour wait. But the line had to be like to the old bus stops, or it had to be like huge.
Have to be with, well, Jimmy said it was a virtual queue, and then you got in line.
They called you back.
Yep.
Which is exactly what they do to see Santa Claus in the Christmas tree village they have down there.
April, I will tell you, we know Ed will be there July 15th.
July, yeah.
July 15th, when it opens.
I guess I'll be going to Magic Kingdom.
You'll be, and we'll make sure Ed does some some live streams and just some reporting. You know, I'm not going to ask him to dedicate his whole vacation to reporting to us, but I'm sure we'll get some stuff out of him, kind of the feel of the place. And
that's what I'm interested in. That's really what I'm most interested in.
See how long it takes him to come over and tell me to put it on.
All right. So yep. Brian says it was informal lines. I don't know what that means.
He's
talking for time. Sure. April, one of our sponsors, April with Pixie Purchases with April, was down there and got into the queue, the queue, like the where they would call her back when it was time for her to go queue up to get in, and she left. She said, I couldn't.
No, I get it.
It wasn't appealing enough for her to wait, 3 hours.
Sure.
For the just to get in the World of Disney. Right. I heard the co-op had about an hour wait to get in. World of Disney had about a 3 hour wait.
I just wonder what it was like in there. I'd love to hear from somebody that went. Because I'm expecting one way in, one way out, kind of. I don't know if you're going in there.
Today was day one. So you got a lot of bloggers and vloggers and podcasts and all that that's going to rush down there so they can report on it.
Mm-hmm. And then the next day it'll be nothing like what they reported on.
So that happened when Disney Springs originally opened. The first day, everybody went. There was a ton of people there. Most were, from what I understand, most were very well behaved, and they didn't have any issues really. But if you look 3 days after that, I saw somebody take a picture, and you could not see a person in the picture. That's how dead it was there. So you can't go by the first day it opens.
That's true of almost anything Disney does.
And very much. There's like a dozen different doors. So you got to wonder what is the actual in, what is the actual out, or whatever, how they're doing it.
Well, I'm sure. And they have
arrows on the...
Exactly. I think Kim's all over that one as far as the arrows. I'm sorry, Kim.
You may
see one way out. I don't know that they do that in Springs, but I'm wondering if they changed anything inside World of Disney, because there used to be sort of a way that you'd walk through there, but now it's just sort of sections.
Wide open. Yeah, it's so wide open.
But I'm sure it's one way in, one way out. I mean, you're going to come in here, the register line's over here, you're going to queue again for registers 6 feet apart inside the store with markers on the floor, then you're going to check out and go out a different door.
You're going to have to let people be able to pass each other. You've got to be able to shop. I mean... Yeah.
Brian says his concern is, are they going to do virtual queues for Dark Rides Mansion? I haven't seen anything that says they're going to do queues for...
We're talking specifically for Springs today.
Yeah.
Just got out of hand.
In a way, they're fast passes, though. A virtual queue for Dark
Rides. It's a fast pass. You're exactly right.
So you're going to come back when they...
You're exactly right. That's what a fast pass is.
Maybe they'll expand that.
But I mean, they won't... The regular queue is going to be the regular queue, and they'll have it set up where... If you ever remember like the great movie ride, when it wasn't that busy, they would have the line set up that you would go in and you would go through the turnstiles back and forth, but there was never anybody in the in-between.
Oh, right. Sure.
You were always two lines away from the next line of people.
Right.
I would imagine it's going to be something like that you're going to be two lines away from the people going the opposite way. You're going to have some separation.
I'm sure Rise will still be virtual, unfortunately for me.
Yeah.
It's going to be less people. That's the thing.
Unfortunately for you, you're like the guy to wake up. It's unfortunately for me, you're the guy to wake up early and go get in the thing.
Jimmy and I could do that some days, not every day, but I would be okay to say, I can't get in until 10 o'clock. I'm going to lay back down.
Yes, I'm going to go back to sleep. We were just talking about that on the other podcast that I particularly enjoy the nighttime hours of Disney and Rudy, as much as he goes, has never been. He's even had two of the piano players from Jelly Rolls on their podcast and has never been in Jelly Rolls.
Oh, okay. Well, it's tough to do everything, but I've been doing new things the last couple of trips too. So,
yeah, it's good.
Good question, Brandon.
All things we don't know.
Haunted Mansion.
That's a tight room. Yeah.
It's a tight room. You might just leave it open on both sides and walk through.
6 foot distancing in the lines, you could still put, 10 people in that room and be fine.
Is it worth running that room for 10 people?
But you still...
It would be a unique experience, I give you that.
We're at 25% capacity with two parks open, so...
Yeah. So what do you do without it? You just let people walk through it? But then you're getting into a position where you're still... You got to remember the capacity of that attraction is the same whether you're operating that pre-show or not.
Well, we're still working.
What you're preventing is jamming everybody together and then letting them out. You can spread people out every 6 years.
You can put three families in there.
And you can let the people.
And you're holding them up. You're holding up the people about to go in.
Right. You can hold the people up on the line and then send through. The
problem is, as soon as you hold people up, people get stacked up behind them. So that's where you have to have the tape every six foot. You're just moving back where they stack up. I
did you see the bar?
How'd you like to be in the room figuring this out? Sorry.
Well, that's what they get paid to do. Did you see the bar where the people wear inner tubes? They're not truly 6 feet apart, but they're definitely not touching.
You can't touch, right? Wearing giant inner tubes.
Wearing the tubes. There you go. Just let me wear an inner tube the whole time.
George just guessed no ketchup runs at Whispering Canyon. It's probably
I don't think so.
Yeah, I hear you, Jenny.
Yeah, for sure.
Taken away from today is that at least there's a plan. At least we know that's happening, and we can start kind of planning around that.
Well, we still have to wait for Florida to approve the plan, but we're pretty sure that's going to happen.
What they did this afternoon. I thought it was literally like.
No, the mayor did.
I didn't watch. I don't know.
The mayor did. It's still got to go to the governor, but he's going to approve it.
Yeah, that's. Trust me, the governor knows exactly what he's going to see.
Yeah, it's the mayor did too. I mean, they were part of the plan getting put together. So
they were speculating the whole time.
States are now saying 20 social distancing people in one room. That may be true, but that's 20 people in this. They're saying 20 people in a group. So that only applies if you're with your 20 people. You don't have to socially distance from the 20 people you're with. You only socially distance from another party.
Which, remember, those parties like Disney Springs, they get do the temperature check when you get there. And if one person in your party is over that temperature, everyone's not going to be admitted.
You know, that's one of the things too, because just it's going to be so hot. And sometimes you're getting between parks, you're running around and you do heat up a little bit. At least
are you going to be able to park hop?
That's what I'm wondering. Well, not even park hopping, just running around in like 90 degree temperatures.
Yeah.
I don't think it changes your body temperature that much. And that's why there's a little bit of leeway. You still have to be over 100.4.
Right. That 0.4, that's going to save everybody.
Well, but you're 98.6.
Right.
So you need to be 2 degrees over normal. Mm-hmm. And there's also, we saw also at Springs that if you do test higher, there's a little tent you can go sit in for a few minutes.
Oh, right. That's true. The cool down.
It's a timeout tent.
A little cool down tent to make sure that they're getting a.
You won't cool down. So.
It's good stuff. Any way you look at it.
Yeah. And hopefully, we got a date. Information.
We have over at the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com, we have a bunch of information about exactly what's going on.
Everything we know.
Showed us are there and some more stuff, a lot of the samples of the signs they're going to be using. I think that if we have reservations, I'm going to see some emails from Disney explaining how to be safe, because some of the communications they're talking about are by phone, by email, and things like that as far as education. So we'll see, and I'll pass it on if I get something.
And that's what I think. They reiterated that again and again and again. They're going to over-communicate to guests coming down what to expect and how to go through it.
All right, last question of the night. Alicia says, I'm going to Disney in October. I wanted to go to the not-so-scary Halloween party. Are this going to be all those type of events? I would say at this point, I would not. I would plan on it and let them tell you no, because I would think yes, probably.
That's way too far ahead to know.
I would say it's more likely than not that those type of things will still happen. I mean, look, this all happened in three. I mean, they're open. And we're only 2 months in to this whole situation, and the numbers have dropped dramatically. By the time we get to October. I mean, unless there's some type of second wave or something like that. I plan on buying tickets to the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party for, I forgot the date, it's like the 15th.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I was going to say, Disney is the most trusted company. Buy your tickets if they're selling them, and they will give you a refund.
They'll give you your money back. So I would plan on it and then wait until the point they tell you no, and then they'll give you your money back. Mm-hmm. All right, guys.
Yeah.
Good day.
Hopefully get some more information as we go along. Tune in here. We'll let you know.
Yeah, I think once the governor puts his signature on it, and that's the official, like, plan, I think you'll get more and more information as we get closer from Disney. Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to some soft openings if they do happen. They could happen.
Rides, though. That's the thing.
It won't be rides. It's going to be more, let's get people in the park, how you get through, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's them good-looking fellas over your right shoulder, Ed.
I don't know. I don't know who they are.
I see that. I got one of them right here, too.
I got one. I got it on my fridge.
I got it right here.
All right, guys.
Look at that.
Oh, let's see it. Let's see his
right there.
Look at
that. It's right there. Same thing.
That is.
Same one.
That was the fifth annual podcast meetup.
We got another one coming?
We're going to the seventh this year. That was 2 years ago. Two years ago in November.
Mm-hmm. Yep, fun time.
Seven years.
Can you believe that nonsense?
God.
All right, guys.
Cheers, guys, everybody out there joining.
Yep. Cheers. Have a great night. Yeah. We'll talk to you soon. Check us out next Tuesday night on the live show. Hey, Samantha. The other Sam. All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good night. Quaharini.
Good night.
Ed, dance us out.
Oh, you did it the wrong way.
Oh, I did it the wrong way. All right, Ed, dance us out.
What are we?
You gotta dance us out. Let's see your moves.
That's it. That's all we're doing. Sam's got the moves. It's that Pittsburgh boy.
Mortals pay.